This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration living where you would like. Once again, to take a moment to express our greetings to the rest of you in this venerable aisle, express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibration level and this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. Now, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as the silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again is indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And many times, once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that telepathic exchange of information, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so you will, once again, as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact of this afternoon, find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. But to express the intent, close your eyes and utilize your imagination while retaining, if you wish, the memory of the interaction and the exchange of information that you are participating in that altered state of consciousness. But of course, as always, the choice to participate in that particular activity is yours, absolutely. Now, we've spoken to you many, many times about this reality creation process. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet there are so many other aspects that are involved in the actual creation of that type of reality, this illusionary reality that you are experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Beliefs and belief systems seems like such a simple statement, but understanding those beliefs can be very difficult. Absolutely. Many of those beliefs, once again, are put in place in levels of consciousness that's very difficult for you to access. Not only in your awakened consciousness state, but even in your altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, in your dream state. Particularly in a state of consciousness where you can retain the memory of the interaction and of the experience that you're involved in, and of the memory of any type of belief or belief system that was put in place in a, what we refer to as that state of consciousness that's between incarnational states. Very difficult for you to reach that in a meditative state and to retain the memory of the interaction of that belief or belief system in that state of consciousness. Difficult, not impossible. But it's in your awakened consciousness that where one not only can, but does have an effect upon the reality that you experience. We've suggested that it's important that you understand what it is that you desire. You see, when you're involved in a reality that you, in your awakened consciousness state, would look at as being less than desirable, then it's very difficult to accept the responsibility for that reality. Why would you choose to experience? Why would you have that desire to experience a less than desirable type of reality, an experience that you would seemingly not choose in your awakened consciousness state? And yet, when one looks at one's choices and decisions, when one looks at one's attitudes and belief systems and their thoughts and feelings, which affect those choices and decisions many times, you will find that you absolutely did over an extended period of time that you refer to in your awakened consciousness state, make choices and decisions that have influenced the reality that you are experiencing. Little choices and decisions that seem to be insignificant at the time. Oh, well, I'll worry about that later. I'm not worried about that now. Individual choices and decisions that refer to your particular state of health, for example, over an extended period of time, you make those little choices and decisions. Because you have not been specific in your awakened consciousness state, knowing what it is that you desire. And in your outer state of consciousness, in what we refer to as the between incarnational state, you put in place beliefs and belief systems that once again are stored in your DNA. And as a result of the choices and decisions, those little choices and decisions that you make on a day-to-day basis, you actually alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, turn what was once only a possibility into a probability, and you experience it in your awakened consciousness state. And you look back and say, well, I really didn't choose that, but actually you did. The small, little, seemingly insignificant choices and decisions that one makes over one's incarnational period absolutely has an effect upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And ironically, many times, one at some level of their consciousness understands and holds the expectation to experience that reality. But I know that's not good for me, but I'm not going to worry about it. It's such a minute thing that I'm not going to worry about. It won't affect me for years. And it goes on and on and on. And that choice, that seemingly insignificant choice and decision, absolutely has an effect upon the DNA and has an effect upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. So knowing what it is that you desire can and does have a huge impact on the choices and decisions that you make throughout your existence, throughout your incarnational period. Now, once again, many individuals are not really specific on what it is that they desire. We would assure you that even to not have a specific desire is nonetheless a desire. To do nothing requires to make a choice. And so it's important to know what it is that you desire. To be very specific in what it is that you desire. And of course we've spoken to you about the expectation portion of this creation process. If you don't expect to create the reality, then it doesn't matter what you desire and how much you utilize your imagination. If your expectation is such that you don't believe that it's possible for you to bring that into your reality, then that's what you will create based upon what it is that you believe. You hold that strong belief and expectation that one is not capable of creating that type of reality, and consequently you experience the reality that validates the belief system. And what you desire and what you imagine never comes into existence in your awakened consciousness state because you really don't believe it's possible. And of course, the more difficult that you believe it is to achieve, then the more difficult it is for you to hold the expectation that it's possible for you to correct it. And we've spoken many times on what you can do to utilize various techniques to influence your expectation by beginning to like who you are. beginning to have the capacity to love yourself consciously. Some of the very few methods or techniques that we have expressed to you are based upon gaining the capacity to like who you are consciously in order to enhance your expectations, to give you that reality that you desire. But imagination has such a tremendous impact upon the reality that you experience, whether you believe it or not. Imagination is perhaps the key to creating the realities that you desire. You see, this existence that you are currently experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is, to a huge extent, involving realities, experiences that are the fruition of someone's imagination. Without imagination, it becomes very difficult to create or to alter your reality. Not only very difficult, but you depend almost entirely upon consequence as opposed to the capacity to create, to validate a belief system through the utilization of your imagination. And so imagination becomes extremely important. The scientists are quite proficient in understanding intelligence. They understand and have the capacity to utilize various instruments and techniques to determine which part of your brain is active and is the responsibility for various realities that you experience, for your capacity to become very proficient at certain activities in your awakened consciousness state. And depending upon which area of your brain is more developed and more activated, consequently influences your capacity to be what you would call very proficient at certain activities. In that area, or that perception of the area of the brain that's active, is different depending upon which activity you are the most proficient in. Someone who is very advanced in the production of music, for example, or your art, has a different area of their mental capacity of their brain that shows up through the utilization of various instruments, as opposed to someone who, for example, is very interested in and very proficient in the utilization of your mathematics type of understanding of your reality. And so it is with various activities, different areas of your brain become more activated than others. And it's possible for your scientists to measure that activity, absolutely. What is difficult for science to measure in terms of simply utilizing some technique or understanding of your physical makeup through the inspection of your DNA is one's mental capacity. One's ability to be interpreted as what you in your scientific community would refer to as a genius. Now there are various measurements that have been taken that involve the utilization of your DNA that can give a clue, but your scientists have not yet discovered that within the DNA there exists this capacity to understand one's ability and potential to be in what you would refer to as the advanced stages of intelligence. It exists within your DNA. And once again, the choices and decisions that you utilize and make in your day-to-day activities influence the energy that surrounds your DNA and activates or deactivates particular parts of that DNA that can have the influence upon the mental capacity that one's involved in. And from your scientific point of view, many times that is considered to be one of the ultimate advancements of your so-called human race or your human experience in this imaginary, illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But we would challenge that. We would suggest that imagination is more important than intelligence. Imagination is the key to creating the reality that you desire. Without imagination, you can have whatever it is that you desire, but if you can't imagine what it's like to obtain it, then it's very difficult to have the expectation to bring it into your reality. It's through the utilization of imagination that many of the so-called technological advances that you experience and that you are involved in and that are utilized to create this reality that you find as being desirable are indeed the manifestation of someone's imagination. Imagination is extremely important in this reality creation process. And yet when you go through your so-called adolescence and into your adulthood, for many, this capacity to utilize imagination gets pushed into the back part of your so-called consciousness state. Daydreaming becomes something that one puts away, and in many societies is even frowned upon that one would utilize imagination by being involved in some type of a daydreaming situation. When you are entering into your adulthood, many times imagination is looked upon as being an activity that is less than necessary in the creation of your reality. And we would suggest that it's exactly the opposite. Imagination is extremely important in this reality creation process. What your scientists also don't understand is that contained within that DNA is the potential for one's capacity to utilize imagination. The choices and decisions that you make, these seemingly insignificant, minute choices and decisions, have an influence upon the energy that surrounds your DNA, and as a result of the activation or deactivation of that portion of your DNA that directly influences one's capacity to utilize the imagination, you adjust the energy to turn it from a possibility into a probability, or conversely, from a probability back into a possibility. So one either enhances one's capacity to utilize imagination, or one turns that capacity into a possibility as opposed to a probability, and it becomes a dormant aspect of your DNA. Utilizing imagination is extremely important in this reality creation process. And once again, that capacity is contained within portions of your DNA that your scientists at this point do not understand. would look upon as being perhaps insignificant, particularly when the majority of science is more interested in the portions of your DNA that have the physical impact upon your being in your awakened consciousness state. However, that portion of your DNA that influences your capacity to utilize your imagination is extremely important if one wishes to be successful in this reality creation process from a conscious state. The capacity to utilize your imagination is perhaps the most important aspect of the reality creation process, and we would suggest that the ability to utilize imagination is even more important than one's ability to excel in some type of an intellectual activity, to be superior in intelligence. Without imagination, superior intelligence has very little opportunity to influence your reality creation process. Imagination. We have suggested many times the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And it bears repeating. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Imagination combined with expectation is an absolutely powerful tool to utilize in your reality creation process in your awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that you utilize those techniques on a day-to-day basis. If you do it without the utilization of imagination, and if you don't have the expectation, nonetheless you create the reality that you experience. It's not like, well, if I can't utilize my imagination and I don't have the expectation, so I'm not creating the reality that I desire. We would suggest that it's not that way at all. You are absolutely creating the reality that you desire. If you choose to believe that it's not within your capacity to create your reality, if you choose to believe that you don't have the expectation or that you're not worthy enough to have the ability to achieve that which you desire, then you create your reality. Absolutely. And you experience realities that validate the belief that it's not possible for you to alter your reality or to have control over your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Simple statements, but statements which you can utilize and apply to every aspect of your entire existence in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. And the capacity to utilize imagination combined with your expectation brings into your reality limitless possibilities. And as we have suggested, you experience the results of that types of activities through all of the technological advances that you participate and utilize in your day-to-day interactions with each other. The result of someone's imagination, validated by beliefs and belief systems and their expectation that it's possible to create that reality. You believe in your awakened consciousness state, in the passage of time and space. You believe in a history and you believe in a possible future. You believe that your history is set in stone and but that the future has unlimited possibilities. It's because when you believe in it in that form, then it validates this belief in time and space. It validates the passage of time. And so when you look on your history, you believe that that is written in stone, so to speak, that it's impossible for you to alter. And we will purposes of our interaction and of our discussion allow you to hold that belief system. And when you look back in your so-called history, and you don't have to look back all that far in your so-called history, you will find that individuals existing in your so-called past would have absolutely no concept of your capacity to communicate instantaneously with other entities that are existing in other parts of this world. These individuals in your so-called history would have absolutely no concept of the capacity to travel from one point to another in a very limited amount of time in what in their so-called experience in that particular point in time would have required perhaps weeks of travel, in which you in this particular so-called time and space concept achieve in a matter of hours as opposed to days or weeks. Interesting concept that you have achieved through your utilization of your imagination, those types of accomplishments that once again in your so-called history would have been viewed as absolutely impossible. Consider that you exist in this particular time and space, and you believe as your societal belief and as the belief systems of most of your individuals that it's impossible for you to instantly be transported from one area of your so-called vibrational level of your earth system to another. You believe that that's a very difficult, if not impossible, feat to achieve. Well, we would suggest in your so-called past, in your history, that not only was it possible, but you utilized it on a continual basis in your periods of the Atlantean periods and of the Lemurian periods, particularly in the early Atlantean periods. It was possible for you to transform your physical being from one area of your earth system to another instantaneously. The key to that type of traveling, if you wish, is to understand that this is an illusion, and that you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. It's your creation. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Your consciousness already exists in those areas that you desire to transport to, if you wish to utilize that term. However, in this so-called incarnational period, in this point in time, if you wish, you hold both as a human consciousness belief system and as a societal belief system, and for the majority as an individual belief system, that such a type of transportation is not possible. The reality you perceive is a reflection of the belief you hold. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And when you apply those particular principles to your creation process, and when you hold the expectation that it's possible, then you create the reality. You make the necessary choices and decisions. You hold the necessary belief systems. You have the necessary thoughts and feelings to utilize this type of creation process, and you bring it into your so-called consciousness, awareness, experience in your awakened consciousness state. Other areas that your imagination not only can, but does have a huge influence is upon your physical being. when you are involved in an interaction with another entity in what you refer to as some type of a health issue, many have the desire to put their physical well-being into the hands of another. And through the utilization of that process, expect to experience some type of a healing situation. And many times do. It's an expectation. It's what you believe. You go to a doctor and a doctor heals you. And through your expectation, through your belief system, through your imagination, you create that reality. And you believe that it's necessary to have that doctor involved in the so-called healing process, in the health issues. If that's what you believe, it's fine. You see, there's nothing right or wrong about this particular reality that you experience. That's the other part that becomes very difficult to grasp, is that it's not a right or wrong. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire based upon your belief system. And if you apply that particular aspect of the creation process to all the elements of your reality, you will find that once again, the reality you experience is simply the reflection of the belief you hold. And if you believe that doctors have this capacity to heal you, that's not a right or wrong concept. It can be a great concept because it allows you to experience that type of physical well-being. Utilization of imagination. There are other individuals existing within your so-called vibrational level in this particular incarnational period who believe that it's possible for them to utilize action of their imagination through various aspects of what you might refer to as visualization or meditation, or even using various techniques. For many, it's being involved in what you refer to as health issues to heal themselves, so to speak. If that's what they believe, and through the utilization of their imagination, it's possible to achieve. Not only possible, but you do achieve it on a continual basis. And it's not that one is any more superior than the other. Absolutely not. It's important to understand that it's not necessary for you to follow a particular belief system because that's the one that everyone else is choosing. You choose the one that fits best for your beliefs and belief systems. There's nothing wrong with that. Once again, this right or wrong concept only exists in your awakened consciousness state. One is not better than the other, absolutely not, other than you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe so. Your choice, your decision, is not someone else's decision. It's not someone that's subjecting you to that type of a reality. It's your reality, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, through the utilization of your imagination. You see, when one's involved in a health issue and they don't believe that it's possible to heal themselves, they don't have this capacity to utilize their imagination, them healing themselves, but they can utilize their imagination of receiving assistance from another individual who can help to heal them. And it's a validation of a belief and a belief system through the utilization of imagination and expectation. You expect that if you attend to this physician, that the physician has the capacity to heal you. This is not a right or wrong. Whichever works for you is fine. It's important to understand that it's your reality, it's your belief, and it's your imagination. And it is not judged as being one superior to the other, one right or one wrong. What do you choose to believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. We would suggest that those individuals who accept the responsibility for their reality, consequently, also hold the expectation that it's possible for them to alter their reality, because they hold that belief system that they created all. You see, if you believe you're not in control, if you believe that there are other entities that are influencing your reality, if you believe that interactions with other possible individuals in your day-to-day activities not only have the capacity to influence your reality, but absolutely do influence your reality, then indeed you experience realities that validate the beliefs you hold. It's your choice. It's not that someone's subjecting you to a reality that's being influenced by others, but rather you choose to be involved in a reality that you believe is being influenced by others, that others have the capacity to control your reality, that others have the capacity, for example, to heal someone, when in actuality it's that interaction that triggers the healing within oneself, and one heals themselves absolutely. There's not one individual, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, that has the capacity to influence or to control or to create your reality. You create it all. You see, when you go back to the basics, and we continually express the basics, and then you apply it to each and every aspect of your reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, it comes down to the simplicity. You create it all. You create it all. Not some aspect. Not some part where you're in control and you allow someone else to be in control. You allow someone else to be in control. It's important to understand that aspect of the creation process. It's not that other entities out there have this capacity to influence your reality or to correct or manipulate your reality, unless, of course, you give them that capacity. You give them that capacity. It just doesn't happen. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create it all. Not one aspect of it, but this entire universe and all of the interactions that you're involved in your day-to-day activities. You create it all. Many times in conjunctions with other, you all agree to participate, but you agree. That's the common point that is to be brought into each and every aspect of your creation process. If another individual is involved, whether it's a type of reality that you desire, or you would point out as being less desirable, it really doesn't matter. That's a human consciousness concept and judgment on this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The reality that you experience, whether once again it's a positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable, is nonetheless a reality that every actual individual that's involved in that creation process has agreed to be involved in, has agreed to play the part, so to speak, has agreed to participate, to allow you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that interaction, and to allow the others that are also involved in that interaction to experience the particular intense range of emotions and feelings that they are experiencing, that they desire to experience. And what's ironic is that when you're involved in these realities, these interactions, it can be a particular action or interaction with other entities. One entity can look at it as being a very positive and desirable reaction and interaction and experience, while someone on the other side experiencing exactly the same interaction can view it as being a very negative type of experience in reality creation. You have but to look at what you refer to as your sports activities to have a very simple but very profound, if you wish, example of an activity where individuals are involved and agree to a particular outcome, but one group of individuals views it as being very negative, the other group of individuals agree to it as being very positive, and yet all agree to participate. all agree to participate. All agree on the outcome. All agree to validate beliefs and belief systems for the capacity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in that interaction. It was important to remember, you created all. You created all. And utilization of your imagination can have a drastic impact upon your capacity to create what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being desirable. You created all. Absolutely. You are the God you search for. Absolutely. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest can be broken down and applied to those basic truths. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion that you agree to participate in, that you create through the utilization of your desires and your imagination and your expectation. It's really that simple. Now, we would rest for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, we would leave you for a moment or two with love. And